With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump endorsed by the nation's number one gun rights organization yesterday.
The survival of our Second Amendment is very much on the ballot. You know what they want to do. They're going to, if they get in, our country is going to be destroyed in so many ways, but the Second Amendment will be, it's under siege. But with me, they never get anywhere, and we need that Second Amendment for safety, forgetting about even going hunting and all of the things that you do. We need it for safety.
He pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and urged gun owners, to vote and vote in large numbers. President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private.
Earlier this year, Special Counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other officials apparently has crashed in the mountainous northwest reaches of his country today. It has sparked a massive rescue operation in a fog-shrouded forest. The likely crash comes as Iran under Raisi and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel last month and has enriched uranium closer than ever to weapons-grade level. At least 10 people reported killed in attacks in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast this morning as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive focusing on the Kharkiv region. This is SRN News. A New York judge has struck down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman didn't have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. The ruling doesn't delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides, focusing only on the limitations of the county executive's powers. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights 1964 Act covers transgenderism. Despite the fact the term is not mentioned anywhere in the law, it does say an employer cannot discriminate with respect to a person's race, color, religion, or sex. This is SRN News. A cat is being honored.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 19th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including TV personality David Hartman. Remember him? Well, he's 89 years old. Country and rock singer Shooter Jennings is 65 years old today. Actor and comedian Michael Che, you know him from Saturday Night Live. He has 41 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.